fight. All we can do is pray and do what we can diplomatically, but I have no way of prognosticating what his ultimate fate is going to be.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
The United States is officially terminating a 1955 treaty with Iran after an international court issued a ruling based on the treaty this week. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo today from the State Department.
This is a decision, frankly, that is 39 years overdue. In July, Iran brought a meritless case in the International Court of Justice alleging violations of the Treaty of Amity.
Brian Brenberg is chairman of King's College. He has another reason possibly why Amazon may have raised their minimum wage.
Amazon wants to automate its operations. It's trying to get a lot of people out of its processes. Its competitors aren't doing that to the same degree, so they know this is going to hurt their competitors if there's a higher minimum wage more than it hurts them. So it's not all altruism here. Jeff Bezos is playing some pretty hardball strategy when it comes to the minimum wage.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says the death toll from Hurricane Florence has risen. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The North Carolina governor is saying two more fatalities related to Hurricane Florence have been confirmed in his state, bringing the total who died in the storm and its aftermath in three states to at least 49. He says added to the list were a man who fell and died of a head injury after repairing storm damage at his home, and another man who fell from his roof while trying to clean debris and repair storm damage. 39 of the 49 fatalities on the list were in North Carolina. At least 9 people dead in South Carolina from the storm, and a person in Virginia died in a tornado believed to have been caused by the remnants of Florence.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced today that the United States would be terminating a 1955-era treaty with Iran that regulates economic and consular ties between the two countries. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Heather Neuert of the State Department says the release of Pastor Andrew Brunson from Turkey is long overdue. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
The evangelical pastor has been under house arrest since July, spending the previous 2 years in prison on charges of being associated with a group attempting to overthrow the government of Ankara. Heather Neuert of the U.S. State Department says they're closely monitoring the situation.
We last saw him, I believe it was about a week and a half ago or so, where we provided consular access to Pastor Brunson, and will continue to maintain close contact.
An appeal has been filed for his release to the Constitutional Court in Ankara. I'm John Clemens.
Now, earlier today, I had a chance to interview David Limbaugh. He wrote a new book titled Jesus is Risen, Paul in the Early Church. And one of the things I had a chance to ask him was what he thought about Christian persecution and what will happen ultimately with Pastor Brunson.
I think we are seeing persecution in the church that is throughout the world that is dangerous and scary, and we don't experience that kind of persecution in the United States, thankfully, because we have religious liberty. However, there are forces in the United States that are threatening our religious liberty, and we have to fight to preserve it. As to the pastor, all we can do is pray and do what we can diplomatically, but I have no way of prognosticating what his ultimate fate is going to be.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. At least I think my name is Richard Scuderi, and I've been doing this show just about 5 years now here on WHCR-DB in Flemington, loving every minute. I was very inspired earlier today. I had an early day. I run a networking group called the Somerset Hills Business Card Exchange. We start from 8:30 to 9:30. And then I had an appointment up in Lambertville for a house a couple just bought, giving them some ideas of what to do with it. But when I was in the Lambertville area, I crossed over the bridge into New Hope and went into a wonderful nursery called the Living Earth. It's been there for quite a long time, and their stuff is just gorgeous. It's amazing. I think I may have the card with me, and I'll give you the address, or I will put it on my social media. But our topic continues today. You know, we're very topic-centric here, and we like to do seasonal ideas. And I get more inspiration, I would say, from going out in the New Jersey area, central, western, and northern New Jersey, and seeing what people are doing. You know, personal shops are really disappearing, and it's heartbreaking that that's happening. But when the ones that are left, I think we have to really support local businesses, people that are families that do stuff and bring something to the table that's different. And the Living Earth is one of those places that does a great job. Susan has been there for quite a long time, and her staff just does things that are gorgeous. So I will put some of the pictures that I saw today on social media, but I got some great ideas for decorating for fall. Now, it is funny, and I find I'm doing this myself. It's 80 degrees every day, and when I'm starting to decorate for fall outside, I'm like, well, this doesn't even feel right. In fact, it's been so warm. In the summer, I did a salmon-colored geranium in my store in Maplewood, and I have rows of these gorgeous salmon-colored geraniums, which look better now than they did all summer because it rained all summer. So I hate to pull them out. But we should start thinking about, before Thanksgiving, decorating outside for the fall, even though it seems kind of silly right now. All right, let's take a look at today's weather and see what's going on. It's another beautiful day, which is very exciting. Let's see what the National Weather Service has to say for us as it slowly comes up. Okay, the National Weather Service is telling us that it's currently 74 degrees with partly cloudy skies. I'd say I don't see a cloud in the sky. It's gorgeous out. This afternoon, partly sunny with a high of 77 degrees. Tonight, it's going to be mostly clear, then patchy fog with a low of 56. On Thursday, patchy fog, then slight chance of thunderstorms, 20%, with a high of 80. Thursday night, chance of thunderstorms, then partly cloudy with a low of 56. On Friday, a beautiful, mostly sunny day with a high of 69. Sounds like a good day. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 53. On Saturday, it'll be a partly sunny day, I should say, with a high of 68 degrees. Saturday night, clear with a low of 58. And on Sunday, again, beautiful day, mostly sunny with a high of 77 degrees. Well, my name is Richard Scuderi. Our program is called Modern Design. We meet you live in studio every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're following me on any of the social media, you know that one of the things that you can do is call into our program. We are web-based, so we don't get a ton of calls, but we do get calls from time to time. And I have my phone lines open if you'd like to talk to us about fall decorating, your ideas or things that you'd like to try, or you have some questions. The phone number is 908-237-0410. 908-237-0410. We're going to take some commercials to pay for our program. We'll be back with a lot seasonal decorating for you. Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color. This is topical for you guys. This is really topical. And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression. Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I've been in the interior design contracting business for 21 years now, doing everything from simple paint color consultations, which can be transformative. We do paint color consultations every day of the week, including Sunday, for a flat fee of $199. We'll come out to your house and give you the best, the most up-to-date colors, finishes. And really, painting is probably the single least expensive way to make a transformation in your home. We do lots of kitchens and baths. I've been working on about three baths in the past 2 weeks, and wonderful surfaces out there. I would say if you're thinking about doing your bathroom or kitchen over, get out there and see what's new. Go to some of these tile shops and take a look at what's out there. I don't think tile has ever been better than it is now. It's not expensive. You can spend a lot of money on tile or stone, but you don't necessarily have to, because tile is just beautiful. And lots of varieties in tiles. Small tiles are in style, but big tiles are also in style. There's a lot of new things. Lots of whites and grays, though, I will tell you that. Lots of geometrics, a little bit of black here and there, but whites and grays, but all different shapes and lots of textures. I recently redid, after almost 14 years, my master bath over, and we did sort of a pale spa blue on the walls. I had gold walls before, but now we have pale spa blue walls with lots of white. I took my white paint on the trim and the ceiling to super white, so it's very clean, and I kept the classic white tile. That's why I always tell you in our program that classic white goes a long way. And just redid the grout and made it whiter and so on. And then just added a little bit of dark gray. That dark gray and sort of spa blue combination, really fresh, really lovely for a bathroom. But get out there and take a look at that. So we do lots of kitchens and bathrooms, additions, floor plans, furniture and accessories. If you'd like to come to check out locally here in the Flemington area, I do have a location within Flemington Fan and Lighting at 176 Route 20231 in Ringo's, New Jersey, right across the street from the Motor Vehicle Inspection Station. Wonderful artwork and pictures and accessories and great candles and seasonal items. Also, we have a 6,000-square-foot showroom there with all types of lighting. I took with me today to a customer later in the day a gorgeous white linen drum fixture. We just redid her master bedroom over. We also went with a pale spa blue color. This color is called Smoke. It's a very soft, light color with crisp white trim and a wonderful upholstered headboard, which is on its way, and really modernized by just doing a couple things. Kept the wood furniture, put a beautiful rug that had sort of the grays and the spa colors together. And then I finished it off. There was a kind of a dated flush mount fixture that was oil rub bronze. And I bought an 18-inch gorgeous white linen drum fixture that was flush mounted, which will give a complete look. So that's one of the things I say with our program. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. A paint color, a new headboard, but keeping all the furniture the same, changing a light fixture and bedding can really make a big difference. And it's important we keep those things up. It makes you feel good, and then you're part of something. And then if you go to sell, you don't have to start from scratch. You're keeping things up through the years, and you don't have to break the bank to do it. Well, our topic today happens to be seasonal decorating. I look forward to the changes of season and all the programs we bring you. We do have a couple of garden centers that are going to come in. We're going to have Maxine Stadell from Lady Like Antiques. She's going to help us, as we get into November, set a Thanksgiving table and all the dishes and all the beautiful things that she has. And we're going to do a lot of fall-based shows and get wonderful ideas, things that are different. So let me talk to you about what I see trending for 2018 for fall. There are some new things out there, and I think fashion kind of follows into design, and that follows also into landscaping, believe it or not, or florals or so on. What's happened in the past 5 to 7 years is that things are getting more contemporary and more streamlined. So each year in the fall, I noticed that the looks of the things for fall and the pots and the extras are changing a little bit. Not that you can't get the classics, and we'll talk about the classics today as well. but lots of new ideas, things that are more minimal, things that are more interesting. And one of the things that I noticed the most is the containers that fall items will be put in, like pumpkins and gourds and hay bales and all sorts of things that are natural, that they're being juxtaposed, the natural thing, they're being juxtaposed with, don't be alarmed, folks, I just think there's some sort of an Amber Alert that's coming across on my phone, nothing dramatic. Okay, sorry about that. So things that are organic and mixed with things that are metallic, because we're seeing a lot in decorating, we're actually seeing that things are becoming more industrial, more urban looking. So the balance of which is starting to carry over to the seasonal decorating for both the fall season and even Christmas. I noticed last 2 years there were a lot more metallics on the tree and mixed in. So what I noticed this year a lot is that people are using galvanized metal containers, and they're putting their gourds, they're putting their pumpkins, they're putting their mums, they're putting in something that's a metallic that has more of an industrial look. Also painted black surfaces. People are taking their pots, maybe they have terracotta pots, and they're painting them black, maybe a matte black, maybe a charcoal gray, and then putting the seasonal flowers in them. So that's one of the things that I noticed right away that was a little bit different, fresh, and interesting. Then some of the plants have changed a lot. They're a little bit more interesting looking. Now, they're mums, and there will always be mums. But there's a plant, and I used it last year. I sort of kind of fell upon it in a garden center. I use a lot of garden centers, a lot of guests on the program here. But I went to a garden center at White House Station, New Jersey. There are a commercial grower called Hyonis Greenhouses, and they've been on the show before, and they grow for a lot of nurseries in the area, and they have some interesting things. And they had something called, and I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Solosa. And Solosa is comes in a plant that's very architectural looking. Not what you classically think of fall, but it comes in fall colors. Now, last year I got it in sort of a really rich orange, and my pots, I have a beautiful retaining wall in a courtyard in my Maplewood store, and I have these beautiful dark gray zinc pots that go along the wall, and I topped it with a Solosa. Well, the Solosa is just amazing, and it sort of took off, and it became something spectacular with not much care. And people were, you know, knocking on the door, coming in and asking me, what is this plant? Well, I see it back today. In fact, I even saw it in Home Depot this morning, and lots of different colors. The color that I saw recently is purple, lots of purple. I see lots of purple this year, and one of the trending colors, I think, for fall specifically is purple, plums and purples, even foliage mixed in that had the purple in them. So that was something I saw that was very much trending. And a plant that I talked about last year is back again. I used to see it a lot in the 90s, and it came back, and that is coxcomb. And coxcomb is kind of a funny fall flowering plant that kind of looks like lasagna noodles, and it kind of at the same time looks like it's velvet. It's like velvet lasagna noodles. It's very architectural looking. An interesting plant, a hardy plant, seasonal, and then you can get it in all different shades. Again, I saw it a lot in purple in a couple of garden centers, including the Living Earth. I saw a lot of that together, bunched together, and it's really pretty against the green leaves. Another plant that I love, I discovered this plant about 10 years ago. I worked with a lovely couple in Flemington, New Jersey, and we completely gutted their home and put a big addition on. And in the landscaping, the landscaper introduced me to a plant called Beautyberry. And Beautyberry is a shrub, but in the fall, a berry comes out, and the berry is a really, really rich, vivid purple. And amongst the rest of the landscape, it just pops. You don't see it around much. I don't think it's caught on yet, but what a gem. Next time I do any sort of planting, I'm adding Beautyberry to my garden. I don't think the deer eat it. I think it's done pretty well, and it's really different. So if you go to a nursery, ask for Beautyberry. It grows in a region, zone 6, and you'll get the berries right about October now. It's in its season. Really nice and different. Number 4 on my list is white. Everything white. And we're seeing that a lot. I used to say the graying of America because all the gray tones, but now I'm seeing so much white in the inside of houses. Houses are getting brighter and whiter, brighter and whiter. Well, the same thing I saw a lot when putting pots together for 2018. A lot of white pumpkins, more than ever, where people were putting together. Maybe they were taking a a basket that was metal, a metal mesh basket, and filling with just mini white pumpkins. Really nice looking, different, fresh architectural. That was another thing I noticed. Things, containers that look like cages, whether it be a strong industrial looking metal cage or something simple as chicken wire. Lots of cages, things in cages. Maybe they lined it with something, with mosses or something natural, and then put pumpkins in or gourds or so on. But things that were metal and mesh looking, very much trending for 2018. So lots of white pumpkins. A white landscape, a white look for this fall is also something that I'm seeing. Maybe a little touches of green in the leaves, or maybe some moss around, but everything white. A row of white, very nice looking mums, or maybe the spider mums. I don't know if you saw them, but they're sort of leggy. No, not leggy. I guess they're sort of big. They have big heads, and then the little flowers themselves are kind of are leggy looking. Lots of white, and then just a little bit of green. So that was something I see, lots of the combination of white and green. Now, in springtime, I love white and green flowers, but you weren't seeing it in the fall. It was oranges and burgundies and golds. This year, I do see whites and greens, or just an all-white venue, which is really different for the season. Green pumpkins. Now, I don't know if that's the state before they turn orange, but I saw collections of gorgeous green pumpkins, and they're really nice colors. They're not like a green tomato. They're kind of like a teal, like a bluish green. I've even seen pumpkins that have a gray look to them, which is interesting. But the green look of everything being green is also very popular and different, and I think kind of fresh looking. So I do love the whites and greens. Purple and green. I decided this year I'm going to do my home in purple and green. I'm not going to bring any orange or burgundy in. I'm going to try something completely different and do everything this year in purple and green. I'm going to buy all green pumpkins and do green, white, and purple. I'm going to mix in some of the celosa in the dark purple and maybe some cabbages and kale. And I also noticed that the ornamental cabbages and kale look really different this year. Some of them look like chard. They have lots of different shapes. So doing those are really kind of nice to do because they have a lot of texture to them, and they're very interesting when you bunch them with other things. So take a look at doing something hardy or mixing. If you have big pots, maybe mixing some ornamental cabbages and kale and see if you can do them in purple. I saw a pot at the Living Earth that all the things in it were purple. So it had cabbages that were purple next to kale that was purple, and then it had millet. Now, millet is something that we've seen the past couple of years, but I saw a lot of millet this year. And millet is something that you would put in the center of a pot. We did have from one of our garden centers, a woman who told us, anytime you do a pot, whether it be spring, summer, or fall, you have three things. You have the thriller, the top piece, the filler, the middle piece, and the speller, the one that's over the side. So you would use sort of as a spike, if you will, in the spring or the summer, you'd use millet, which is kind of cool looking. It sort of looks like punks, if you remember what they were like. Very tall, and you'd have millet, which has a purple look to it with greens, just and everything different purple, and just the texture was what was different. That's what I saw more of, monotone on the colors and then texture. So something I think that was definitely trending. Try millet. When you go to the garden center, you're putting your pots together, see what millet looks like. It's kind of interesting and architectural. Another thing that I saw and I love as well is purple and orange, the combination of purple and orange. And I saw it specifically in pansies. A lot of people think that pansies are a spring flower. Once the snow goes away, you go out, you know, it's going to be Easter time and you get yellow and purple pansies and you do your pots for spring. But they're hardy both ways. They're hardy on the way up to a warmer temperature and the way down to a cooler temperature. So they're a great thing. And mixing orange and purple pansies, orange in particular, people don't realize, I think, that pansies come in shades of orange. And they're kind of a surprise and a nice element to add. So purple and orange are a really nice combination. Also, the classic purple, yellow, and white. I think purple, yellow, and white, people also might relate to springtime. But purple, yellow, and white are also a nice fall look. And I see a return to yellow, a lot of yellow. I saw more yellow mums in the garden center than the other colors, where typically they're not. You used to see a lot of the coppers and the burgundies, but I saw lots of yellow, and that's sort of kind of a fresh look. And I think it's because we're spraying our planters or buying gunmetal gray planters. So when you have a gray planter, yellow and gray pair beautifully together. So that's another thing that can look very nice. Another thing that's continuing to trend, and I saw it this year a lot, it's kind of to catch on, is stacked pumpkins. I must have talked about this on the 5 years I've been doing this for a long time. I love the look of stacked pumpkins. And one of the reasons that I like to do that is often, if you live in a deer area, your flowers are gone. You spend a lot of money in annuals for the season, and they can be wiped out. Typically, they don't eat the pumpkins, and if you stack them and they have a dowel between them, they're not going to be able to touch them. So one of the things that I like to do to add seasonal color is to work with pumpkins or gourds. So in this case, very easy to do. You might want to take a pen and try this year. Maybe flowers aren't going to work for you. The stacked pumpkins will make a statement and give you a lot of seasonal color. So you want to start with a pot, a sturdy pot that has dirt in it. And then you want to go out and you want to go to a garden center or even the supermarket and you want to buy three pumpkins. But you want to make sure that the pumpkins look even and they're consistent and their tops are slightly flat. So we're going to get a large pumpkin, a medium pumpkin, and a small pumpkin. And we want to make sure on the small pumpkin it's very well formed and it has a beautiful stem on it. So what you want to do is you want to take the pot, you want to make sure that the soil is level. And then sometimes people like to do things on the base of them. Maybe put some beautiful leaves down or something decorative before you put the first pumpkin down. But you want to nestle the first pumpkin in. Now, one of the things that I've learned to do as a trick is, because we're stacking them, don't take the top off the bottom pumpkin. Take the level the soil, and then when you put the first pumpkin in, put it in down. So what happens is the stem of the pumpkin sort of acts as a hook, and it locks into the earth, which is really nice, the soil in the pot. So do that first, get a nice flat bottom. And then you're going to make a dowel, and a dowel is just the connection between the pumpkins. It secures them. So I'll take maybe a piece of old molding or something that I have around the house, sort of whittle it down a little bit and create a dowel. You can even in a pinch, you know, when you go to any sort of a craft store, they have those little sponge brushes, and you have the wood post, take the sponge off, and then use that as a dowel. So what you want to do gently is go to the very center of the bottom of the pumpkin. There'll already be sort of a round hole there where it was attached to the vine, and you're going to embed the dowel into that. Then you're going to take the second pumpkin, which is the medium-sized pumpkin, and that pumpkin you're going to take the stem off of. And you're going to put that in the way it's supposed to go, where the bottom of the pumpkin will sort of get embedded onto the top of the dowel. So now you have your base, your level, the big bottom pumpkin, the middle pumpkin is attached. Now we take a look at the top pumpkin. It's very well formed. We're going to make sure that we put that on. We're going to put another dowel in to the center pumpkin. That's why the stem has to be off. And then we're going to stack it, and we have the small top pumpkin with a beautiful stem. You have your stacked pumpkins. I like to finish that off by using something in between where the pumpkins come together. And I like to use the vine bittersweet. We've talked about this on the show a million times before, too, as well. It's sort of an invasive vine that grows. But what happens after it flowers in the summer and the fall, it gets a berry, and the berry starts out yellow, and then it sort of opens up to orange, so it looks very yellow-orange. And I like to wrap those around where the pumpkins come together. An amazing look, not very hard to do, very creative. You can do them at a front entrance, too, or just one on the side. And it's something that the deer aren't going to touch, and they will last you until after Thanksgiving. In fact, I've had to, with my stacked pumpkins, I'd had to rip them apart the day after Thanksgiving because they lasted such a long time. So something that you can do. All right, lots to talk about. I'm kind of passionate about this topic, especially because I got to go out to the garden centers today. So I'm going to take some commercial messages, a lot more to talk about with today's topic is seasonal decorating.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer, a home stager, and a contractor for the past 21 years in New Jersey and the tri-state area, working on all sorts of projects. One of the things that we do at Maven Hill that I really enjoy doing is something called a Fresh Eyes. And a Fresh Eyes is where I will go out. And if you go to my website, which is www.mavenhill.com, you'll see, I think it's on page 2, there's a coupon for $199 plus tax. I will come out to your home and leave you with a list full of terrific ideas, whether it be paint colors, placement of furniture, window treatments, things that you can do, molding, things that you can do to update your home. There are things that you can do FYI yourself. But sometimes it takes a pair of trained fresh eyes to sort of bring your house to life. Sometimes we don't do any. Sometimes we just move furniture around to make a big difference. Or we do one terrific paint color that you'd paint throughout. Maybe you have small rooms and they're all different. We pick a neutral paint color with a terrific trim and just change your life a little bit or pare down and so on. I do that in both my stores. I'll go anywhere pretty much in the tri-state area, particularly New Jersey. And, again, that's $199 plus tax to reach either of my studios. I'll go to 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770, or to my website, and you can book an appointment. And we'd love to come out and see your home. You know, every time I work on a home, it's kind of nice because I get ideas as well because everybody has their sort of own flavor or taste. So it's wonderful. A lot of people ask me as a designer, well, what do you do when someone doesn't have your taste? Well, that's exactly what you want. You don't want to give everybody your taste. You want to get to know people when you go into their home and you want to see what their tastes are, their wishes are. A good designer, decorator, or contractor will listen to what a person's wishes are, or also take a look at what they already have and get a feel for their taste and then be a catalyst to bring the best of the best, what represents what they like and their brand. So kind of a funny thing. Our topic today happens to be seasonal decorating, and now we're talking about the fall, even though it's about 80 degrees. We're talking about the fall and fall decorating and wonderful ideas. Again, I talked about trends, if you're just tuning into our program now. Fall trends, an all-white trend is something that was kind of neat. You know, it's funny, when you do all-white, and that has to do with anything, when you do all-white, you start to notice the stems of the flowers and plants, you start to notice the leaves, and the simplicity creates something different. I can't exactly describe it. It's kind of subtle, but kind of attractive in its own way. So an all-white palette can be kind of nice. Texture in general, we talked about the industrial look becoming more and more popular, so people are pairing these natural elements for fall with wonderful, whether it be a pot that's galvanized metal, or we take a terracotta pot or whatever type of pot and paint it a gunmetal gray or maybe a black, a soft black, or doing something in something that looks like a cage, a metal cage, or wire, or things that blend more of an industrial look with sort of a natural look. We're seeing that in design, and we're definitely seeing that in seasonal decorating. So things that are very much trending. We talked about purple. Purple is very strong this year as a color. The traditional sort of golds, burgundies, and so on. Copper is not as popular, but going back to even a very simple yellow palette of yellow, maybe yellow with gray pots, or all white palette, or a green, working with greens. Green and purple are a wonderful natural combination for the fall. And also, see, you know, lots of texture this year. People are noticing the texture of the shapes that they're putting in, and that's kind of different. So, okay, so next on my list, I think we're on number 13, and that is using mini gourds in between your flowers. And that's kind of a fun thing to do, and I like to do that as well. Do you ever do window boxes? A window box, sometimes you see window boxes, and they're so beautiful you can't tell why. Well, one of the things that you can do to make that happen is fill in. So let's say you have window boxes in your home, or maybe your office, or your storefront, or you have a restaurant with window boxes. You have a wonderful, maybe black-painted window box. So it comes fall, you take out your summer geraniums. Okay, let's do something else. And then we put in mini mums, 1, 2, 3, 4. And then what do you have in between? You have earth. You have these sort of voids in between. Well, what a wonderful fun thing to do is go out and get the mini gourds, all different shapes and colors, and put them in between the flowers. It makes it look full. It does a lot of wonderful seasonal color and texture. So mini gourds are a wonderful thing to put in between your flowers. Another thing I love to put in between flowers, and people are catching on to this as well, is ornamental peppers for fall. Lots of fun. And you know, the ornamental peppers, and I noticed that this morning when I was in the garden center, come in all different shapes. Some of them are completely round, like a cherry tomato. Some of them are small and pointy, like you'd see if you were having some sort of spicy Chinese food. All different shapes of the peppers. And then sometimes some plants have all different color peppers on one, or where another one will be just, they're all the same color. But ornamental peppers mixed in, those pepper plants, I should say, mixed in with your flowers are really interesting and a nice thing to do. They often are warm colors or fall colors, and they're also very hardy. They don't die out if it gets cold. So something else that you can try. Past couple of years were popular. Love to do that. Some of my favorite things to do are large gourds, interesting large gourds. Now, different gourds do well on different years depending upon the growing season. This year we had a lot of rain, so I don't know what that means of what gourds did best and survive. But one of the ones that I love the most is called a turban squash. And turban squashes are sort of round and flat, and they're really interesting looking. The top has sort of striated and maybe golden green, and then the bottom round. It's like a saucer almost, and they're usually pretty big. And then there are dark orange on the bottom, almost like a red orange on the bottom. So turban squashes are something that you can ask for when you go to the garden center. You don't need a lot of those to make visual impact. They can really, you know, really jazz up a fall landscape, or just throw them into a pot of flowers and something different. Another one that I like is very popular a couple of years ago is gooseneck gourds. And gooseneck gourds almost look like a goose or a swan, if you will. They kind of go up and over. Typically, they're green, and they're a variegated green with a dark green and a light green, and almost like a snakeskin kind of pattern. Really pretty and very elegant looking. So a gooseneck gourd is another type of gourd that's pretty. Of course, painted pumpkins are more and more popular. In the beginning, I thought they were kind of hokey, but they do some really interesting things with painted pumpkins. I see a lot of black painted pumpkins, which is kind of interesting. A lot of sophisticated shapes when people are doing things that look like shadows and very sophisticated artwork on a painted pumpkin. Also, a leaf, gold, not real leafing, but doing a leaf or a metallic finish to a pumpkin. Last year, I saw someone did display, and they copper leafed, probably not with real copper leaf, but with a metallic paint. They did copper painted pumpkins and then all greenery around it. And boy, did that look nice and different. Silver painted pumpkins, maybe black with silver on it, maybe a combination of a painted pumpkin and then a wonderful leaf, whether it be gold or silver or copper. Very nice to do. A lot of different ideas. One of the ideas was kind of funny that I thought that I saw last year. I always often look to Google Images in the morning of the show to get great ideas and then maybe print them out and talk about them. And this was a cute idea to do for Halloween. As you get close to Halloween, you take a pumpkin, a well-formed pumpkin, and you do like a regular jack-o'-lantern. But when you open up the top, you scoop out all the seeds and sort of the gunk that comes with it. And then you do the eyes and the nose and the mouth, if you will. And then you take the seeds with all the gunk and you have it come out of the mouth. So it looks like the pumpkin is throwing up, which is kind of a cute and fun idea. I don't know if you've ever seen that, but if you Google jack-o'-lanterns, you'll see stuff like that. Pumpkins always popular. Easier to do that stuff with pumpkins because they're sort of a plain surface. With the gourds, they have so much going on and lots of different colors. You want to just leave them exactly as they are, not do anything to them. Again, metallic finishes. Hay bales. I think hay bales are becoming more popular now. I see people buy them, not even just when they have maybe a nice restaurant display or a hotel, but people are buying those hay bales now, which is nice about that is when you do a fall display, no matter what it is, you see it because it's up off the ground. So I love hay bales. They're not too expensive. Maybe at your front entrance, you have a couple of hay bales, and then you put the different seasonal things on it. I always say that I like to also use a wonderful bushel containers, those bushel containers, and then fill them with stuff. So I like things that are unusual. I love the look of Granny Smith green apples. What about if you took on a hay bale and you did, to make something tall, you took a bushel basket and filled it with Granny Smith green apples, and then some wonderful mums, maybe you did white, all white and green, and then some wonderful gooseneck gourds, and everything is green and white. What a cool thing to do for the fall. That was something that's different. I think it's fun to always think outside the box when it comes to decorating and do things that are unusual. And people will say, how'd you do that? Years ago when I first opened in Flemington, my first year, I bought beautiful, big cobalt blue pots. And I thought, I'm going to do everything in blue and orange for the opening. So I went out and got the best orange mums I could find. In the center of the pot, I got a grass, an ornamental grass, and it was called an orange Shasta grass. So when the grass matures, the top, the plumes were sort of orange, which was really kind of pretty. And then the different types of mums in it. And then I had sort of these gaps where you saw the soil. So I went out and I got really great ornamental peppers and put them all around. I can't tell you how many people asked me to write that down. Because when you do things well or outside the box or new, people want to copy that. And that's kind of a fun thing to do, kind of a power thing. Next on my list is corn stalks. And I love to use, I don't know why people use them more, corn stalks. They're so inexpensive to do, and they add a lot of hype. So one of the places that you can do it is a mailbox. Maybe your mailbox out in Hunterdon County here, a lot of people, mailbox is on the street far from the house. So with the mailbox post, you put a simple one large, they're couples of bucks. They're not more than $5 or $6. You get a corn stalk, and then you tie it with a gorgeous seasonal ribbon. Do something fun. It doesn't have to be a classic ribbon with lots of oranges. Maybe this year you do I saw wonderful burlap ribbons that had some embellishments on them for the fall. I saw a burlap ribbon that had sort of a zigzag design in white and gray. Why don't you do it like that? Something like that, or something that has some maybe a color that you like that's a little bit different, and then tie that to the mailbox post that gives a lot of height and a lot of wonderful color. So corn stalks are a wonderful thing to do. All right, we're going to take a quick news break. A lot to talk about on this topic, seasonal decorating 2018.
USA Radio News.
The United States is officially terminating a 1955 treaty with Iran after an international court issued a ruling based on the treaty this week. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo today from the State Department.
This is a decision, frankly, that is 39 years overdue. In July, Iran brought a meritless case in the International Court of Justice alleging violations of the Treaty of Amity.
Brian Brenberg is chairman of King's College. He has another reason possibly why Amazon may have raised their minimum wage.
Amazon wants to automate its operations. It's trying to get a lot of people out of its processes. Its competitors aren't doing that to the same degree, so they know this is going to hurt their competitors if there's a higher minimum wage more than it hurts them. So it's not all altruism here. Jeff Bezos is playing some pretty hardball strategy when it comes to the minimum wage.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says the death toll from Hurricane Florence has risen. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The North Carolina governor is saying two more fatalities related to Hurricane Florence have been confirmed in his state, bringing the total who died in the storm and its aftermath in three states to at least 49. He says added to the list were a man who fell and died of a head injury after repairing storm damage at his home, and another man who fell from his roof while trying to clean debris and repair storm damage. 39 of the 49 fatalities on the list were in North Carolina. At least nine people dead in South Carolina from the storm, and a person in Virginia died in a tornado believed to have been caused by the remnants of Florence.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced today that the United States would be terminating a 1955-era treaty with Iran that regulates economic and consular ties between the two countries. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Heather Neuert of the State Department says the release of Pastor Andrew Brunson from Turkey is long overdue. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
The evangelical pastor has been under house arrest since July, spending the previous 2 years in prison on charges of being associated with a group attempting to overthrow the government of Ankara. Heather Neuert of the U.S. State Department says they're closely monitoring the situation.
We last saw him, I believe it was about a week and a half ago or so, where we provided consular access to Pastor Brunson, and will continue to maintain close contact.
An appeal has been filed for his release to the Constitutional Court in Ankara. I'm John Clemens.
Now, earlier today, I had a chance to interview David Limbaugh. He wrote a new book titled Jesus is Risen, Paul in the Early Church. And one of the things I had a chance to ask him was what he thought about Christian persecution and what will happen ultimately with Pastor Brunson.
I think we are seeing persecution in the church that is throughout the world that is dangerous and scary, and we don't experience that kind of persecution in the United States, thankfully, because we have religious liberty. However, there are forces in the United States that are threatening our religious liberty, and we have to fight to preserve it. As to the pastor, all we can do is pray and do what we can diplomatically, but I have no way of prognosticating what his ultimate fate is going to be.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi, and I've been in the industry for 21 years now. I do a lot of work on social media, and I know a lot of you that watch Modern Design here now that with the invention of Facebook Live do comment and send me some nice notes on things. If anybody would like to come in as a guest and talk about something that they're passionate about related to design, please give me a call at 908-884-0770. I do about 50 shows a year here at WHCRDB, and I'm always looking for interesting topics and guests. Come on to our studio here. We're in a beautiful historic building in downtown Flemington called the Large House. It's actually really a lovely building, and every time I come up the stairs, I think how lucky I am to work here every Wednesday and take a look at it. So please, it's nice to have an interactive conversation. I also wanted to mention I do live appearances and seminars, and my next one is going to be at Ethan Allen, the Watchung store, Ethan Allen in Watchung, New Jersey. That is Route 22 East. Oh, I'm sorry, West. That's Route Ethan Allen, Route 22 West in Watchung, New Jersey. I will be sending out an e-vite, but it is open to the public. On Thursday, October 18th from 6 to 8, we're going to do a design seminar called Transitional is the New Traditional, How Styles Have Changed. And if you have a traditional home, we're bringing transitional or a little bit more modern furnishings and have them work in with your traditional furnishings and having them coexist together. So the seminar is free. There will be refreshments and hors d'oeuvres. And that is at Ethan Allen, Route 22 West, Watchung, New Jersey. To call for more information on that topic, you can call 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. We're going to have an open format. I'll do a little talking, and then we'll have feedback of things that people have tried or questions and answers. So kind of a fun thing to do. I do about maybe four or five times a year. I do seminars on design out. It's fun if you can join us for the event. Our topic today happens to be seasonal decorating, and we're talking about fun and interesting ideas that you can do, and maybe things that are different. We talked about, if you're just tuning in, about the trend towards white or a monochromatic look, whether it may be all green or all white or all purple, using colors that are not traditional, but then all of making consistent. Maybe perhaps we're doing a pot, we do everything in purple, we do lots of different elements, and then mix them together so that the texture is what's different, but the color is the same. Lots of white, lots of interesting things with pots this year where we're using metals and things that are non-traditional, but then putting traditional elements in them. Sort of just reinvented and fresh looking for the season. Now, some of the other things that I want to talk about on our list, I bring up gourds all the time because I think gourds, big gourds for outside are amazing. Inside the mini gourds are just beautiful. And I like to sort of create a nest with gourds. I think you can have a gorgeous bowl in your house and just fill it with the mini gourds. You can get a bag of them at Lowe's or Home Depot or even Walmart and just put them in a gorgeous seasonal bowl on your kitchen counter. And they just look amazing. They have a lot of visual impact. So gourds are wonderful. If you get them bagged, the mini gourds bagged, even sometimes in the supermarket, they're so reasonable and they last a really long time. Weird thing happened I talked about, I think, in last week's show is that I do lots of gourds outside when I get close to Thanksgiving, really big gourds. I make a display. People ask me every year when I'm going to do it. And last year, one of the gourds sort of, I guess it was warm one day, kind of broke down and seeded itself. So this summer, I had this amazing vine that was tremendous. And I harvested all my own gourds. And all the gourds, the original plant was orange. All the gourds were white. So I took a, I have an old ironstone cake plate. And I put that up. And then I had all the white gourds. Every one of them was white. Some of them, like at the ends, would have marking of like green on them, but every single gourd was a different shape, but it was white, but it came from a plant that wasn't white. So I thought that was kind of interesting. And it did a little bit of the white theme. And then I have a runner in my kitchen and I'm putting little mini white pumpkins on that and try to introduce some of that sort of more modern white element. You don't have to spend a lot of money or any money to come up with something that's a little bit different. But, so here are some other things that I like to do seasonally. We are down to our last couple of minutes, and that is pyracantha berries or the firethorn plant and cutting those berries. Now, before you use them for an event, you want to keep them in a bucket and water because they seem to dry out really fast. But if you're using them in arrangements or on your mantle when you're ready to do that, amazing, the pyracantha berry. Also, holly. There is, right here in studio, we have it actually. Holly with orange berries. The berries don't get red. They're orange. And I love to take orange holly berries and incorporate them inside with the holiday times because they're really, really pretty together. One of the things we talk about is tied wheat. You also can do it with grasses. I've taken some of my own ornamental grasses, cut them, and then get some raffia or some wonderful organic-looking ribbon and then tie them and put them on a sideboard in a dining room or a kitchen. So that's a wonderful thing that you can do to have a really pretty look for the fall. Again, apples. Apples is something that I don't think we use enough. We use a lot of pumpkins, but apples are also very fall. If you're going to the orchards, you can kind of, when you go past, you can actually smell the apples because they're in season and it's warm and wonderful. Use apples. Golden Delicious. The gold apples are really pretty together in a beautiful bowl or, you know, in a wonderful basket. It's nice on the inside. Or the classic red apples are very nice. Sometimes you pair red and brown together. Maybe you have a gorgeous, something that's really chocolate brown, and then fill it with red apples. That kind of has a fall look to it, which is nice. We talked about feathers. The use of feathers, pheasant feathers, and different feathers in arrangements is very nice for fall. Lots to talk about. We're going to continue this trend up until Thanksgiving with all different ideas for fall, seasonal ideas, with painting, with fabrics, with unbelievable natural elements and things to make your home amazing for the fall season. Thank you for continuing to support the show here, and we will see you again with another new fresh edition of Modern Design next Wednesday at 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Thank you all, and have a terrific day. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News.
The United States is officially terminating a 1955 treaty with Iran after an international court issued a ruling based on the treaty this week. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo today from the State Department.
This is a decision, frankly, that is 39 years overdue. In July, Iran brought a meritless case in the International Court of Justice alleging violations of the Treaty of Amity.
Brian Brenberg is chairman of King's College. He has another reason, possibly, why Amazon may have raised their minimum wage.
Amazon wants to automate its operations. It's trying to get a lot of people out of its processes. Its competitors aren't doing that to the same degree, so they know this is going to hurt their competitors if there's a higher minimum wage more than it hurts them. So it's not all altruism here. Jeff Bezos is playing some pretty hardball strategy when it comes to the minimum wage.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says the death toll from Hurricane Florence has risen. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The North Carolina governor is saying two more fatalities related to Hurricane Florence have been confirmed in his state, bringing the total who died in the storm and its aftermath in three states to at least 49. He says added to the list were a man who fell and died of a head injury after repairing storm damage at his home, and another man who fell from his roof while trying to clean debris and repair storm damage. 39 of the 49 fatalities on the list were in North Carolina. At least 9 people dead in South Carolina from the storm, and a person in Virginia died in a tornado believed to have been caused by the remnants of Florence.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced today that the United States terminated a 1955 era treaty with Iran that regulates economic and consular ties between the two countries. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Heather Neuert of the State Department says the release of Pastor Andrew Brunson from Turkey is long overdue. USA Radio Network's John Clements has more.
The evangelical pastor has been under house arrest since July, spending the previous 2 years in prison on charges of being associated with a group attempting to overthrow the government of Ankara. Heather Nauert of the U.S. State Department says they're closely monitoring the situation.
We last saw him, I believe it was about a week and a half ago or so, where we provided consular access to Pastor Brunson, and will continue to maintain close contact.
An appeal has been filed for his release with the Constitutional Court in Ankara. I'm John Clemens.
Now, earlier today, I had a chance to interview David Limbaugh. He wrote a new book titled Jesus is Risen, Paul in the Early Church. And one of the things I had a chance to ask him was what he thought about Christian persecution and what will happen ultimately with Pastor Brunson.
I think we are seeing persecution in the church that is throughout the world that is dangerous and scary. We don't experience that kind of persecution in the United States, thankfully, because we have religious liberty. However, there are forces in the United States
that are
have to fight to preserve it. As to we can do is pray and do what we can diplomatically, but I have no way of prognosticating.
For Voice of Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.